Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Gordon S. Wood, one of the most respected historians of early America, offers a compact but ambitious account of the American Revolution that treats it as more than a war for independence. In The American Revolution: A History, he follows the movement from imperial dispute to political rupture, showing how arguments over rights, representation, and power escalated into a struggle that transformed society. Written for general readers as well as students. The book distills decades of scholarship into a clear narrative that connects battlefield events with shifting ideas about government, liberty, and citizenship. Wood emphasizes that the revolution did not end with the peace treaty, its deepest consequences unfolded afterward, as Americans experimented with republican institutions, expanded political participation, and reimagined social relationships. The result is a brisk, readable guide to why the revolution happened, how it unfolded, and what it changed in American life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Empire to Crisis, why the break began. Wood frames the revolution as the product of an escalating imperial crisis, rather than an inevitable march toward independence. He highlights how the British Empire, after the Seven Years' War, sought to reorganize finance and administration. While many colonists believed they already possessed the rights of English subjects and a long tradition of local self-government. The clash, in this account, is rooted in competing understandings of sovereignty and representation. Parliament asserted authority to tax and legislate for the colonies, while colonial leaders argued that taxation without direct representation threatened liberty and violated constitutional norms. Wood shows how protests, boycotts, and pamphlet debates were not merely reactions to individual measures, but part of a growing conviction that power tends to corrupt and must be constrained. He also stresses that colonial resistance was never perfectly unified. Different regions, occupations, and social groups weighed costs and risks differently, and loyalties could be divided within the same community. By tracking how controversies over taxation, enforcement, and political principle unfolded into broader resistance, the book explains how an imperial dispute became a revolutionary confrontation that made reconciliation increasingly difficult. Secondly, ideas and political culture republicanism takes shape. A major theme is that the revolution was fought with arguments as well as arms. Wood explores how political language about liberty, virtue, corruption, and rights shaped public action. He emphasizes the colonists' growing suspicion of standing armies, patronage, and distant power, concerns that drew on a wider Atlantic world of opposition thought. As conflict intensified, many Americans moved from demanding the traditional rights of Englishmen to developing a more radical republican outlook in which legitimate government depends on the consent and participation of citizens. Wood connects this ideological shift to the rapid spread of print culture, committees, town meetings, and other forms that trained ordinary people to think and speak in political terms. The book also underscores that Republican ideas were not abstract philosophy separated from daily life. They influenced decisions about constitutions, elections, and civic behavior, while also carrying moral expectations about self-restraint and public-spiritedness. By presenting the revolution as an intellectual and cultural transformation, Wood explains why independence became plausible, and why the new nation placed such emphasis on constitutional design and political accountability. Thirdly, war and mobilization, fighting for independence. Wood treats the military conflict as essential but not sufficient to understand the revolution. He outlines how armed resistance emerged from political confrontation, moving from local skirmishes and militia mobilization to a prolonged war that required organization, resources, and alliances. The book pays attention to the difficulties of sustaining an army and coordinating among states with different priorities. It also highlights that the war was fought on multiple fronts, including civil conflict among neighbors as patriots and loyalists competed for control of communities. Wood explains how diplomatic developments, especially the search for foreign support, changed the strategic balance and helped make victory possible. Yet he also stresses the fragility of the American effort, with shortages, inflation, and political disputes repeatedly threatening cohesion. By integrating battlefield realities with the political objectives that guided them, Wood makes clear that independence was not simply declared and then won. It had to be defended and made credible through persistent mobilization, and the experience of wartime governance influenced how Americans later thought about authority, unit, and the limits of centralized power. Fourthly, a social revolution: equality, status, and everyday life. One of Wood's most influential arguments is that the revolution had profound social consequences, even if it did not level all inequalities. He describes how the break with monarchy and inherited rank encouraged Americans to challenge old hierarchies and adopt a more egalitarian style of public life. Deference to traditional elites weakened as ordinary men became more politically assertive. and leadership increasingly had to be justified through public service and persuasion rather than social standing alone. The book discusses how this shift affected manners, occupations, religious life, and expectations of opportunity. Wood also addresses the revolution's contradictory legacy. Claims about natural rights and liberty expose the tensions of slavery and raise questions about who truly belonged in the political community. Similarly, women's roles in boycotts, households, and community politics highlighted both their importance and the limits placed on formal participation. By focusing on these social and cultural changes, Wood argues that the revolution reshaped what Americans thought a free society should look like, creating new possibilities while leaving unresolved conflicts that would continue to define national development. Lastly, Creating a Republic Constitutions and the Long Aftermath. Wood emphasizes that the most enduring work of the revolution occurred after independence, when Americans had to design institutions that could sustain liberty without falling into chaos. He examines the burst of constitution writing at the state level, and the experiments in balancing popular power with stable governance. Debates over legislatures, executives, courts, and bills of rights reflected fears of tyranny as well as fears of excessive democracy. Wood shows how political conflict did not disappear with victory. Instead, it shifted into disputes about representation, economic policy, and the proper scope of government. The book connects these debates to the broader transformation of political culture, including the rise of party-like alignments and a more open, competitive public sphere. By treating the founding as a process rather than a single moment, Wood helps readers see the revolution as a continuing argument about how to translate ideals into workable structures. The result is a narrative in which independence is a beginning, and the creation of a republican order becomes the central challenge that determines what the revolution ultimately meant. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a reliable, highly readable overview of the American Revolution without losing the complexity that makes the period so contested. Students, history-focused general readers, and anyone revisiting the founding era will benefit from Wood's ability to connect political events to the evolution of ideas and social expectations. The most practical value is the way the book clarifies cause and consequence. And consequently, it helps readers understand how disagreements about constitutional authority can spiral, how public opinion is formed, and how institutions matter when a society tries to turn ideals into rules. That perspective can sharpen modern civic thinking, especially around debates about rights, representation, and the responsibilities of citizenship. Compared with many revolution histories that lean heavily toward either battles or biography, Wood delivers a balanced synthesis that keeps the war in view while insisting that the deeper story is political and social transformation, the prose is economical, the argument is coherent, and the emphasis on the revolution long aftermath makes the purchase worthwhile for readers who want more than a timeline. It is a concise gateway into the best of modern scholarship, written by a leading scholar in the field. If you would like to support Gordon S. Wood, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.